Life can be chaotic. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment add to the chaos. Use ShipStation instead. With ShipStation, you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again. Whether you're running a business out of your garage or you have multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your business's growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating repetitive tasks. Plus, you'll save money with the best shipping rates from global carriers. ShipStation's industry-leading features help you deliver a better customer experience. They'll get accurate and faster shipments, along with automated tracking updates with your branding. And with up to 88% off UPS and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates, ShipStation is the fastest and most affordable way to ship. Calm the chaos. Switch to ShipStation today. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis with your hosts,
Ashley
and Tracy. Pull up a chair for your seat at the table as we talk about 8 tips to beat hot flashes. I don't know, I think this is going to be a good one. I think anybody who's ever suffered from hot flashes is going to appreciate any kind of tips.
I know I will.
Yeah, so if you're struggling with the huge bummer of menopause and hot flashes, listen now for a few simple tips to prevent them or reduce them. So, interestingly enough, I think the research has found that hot flashes are caused by hormonal fluctuations with a decrease in estrogen levels during menopause. And a few factors that make them worse or more frequent are neurotransmitters, such as serotonin, which we just touched on a couple episodes ago, and disruptions of the body's thermoregulatory system.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting. And I don't have hot flashes as much as I used to. They've definitely subsided quite a bit over the last few years, but I still have them.
Okay. How long have you been having
them? You know, they probably started when I was about 50. So, and I started perimenopause at about 40.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I'm trying to think. So in 2017, I would have been 51. And I say that because that's when I started menopause.
Okay.
Right.
Officially started.
Officially started menopause 1 year after not having a cycle.
So you were in perimenopause for over 10 years.
Yes.
Okay, this is terrifying.
I know.
Because I started around 40.
Yes.
And I'll be 46 this year. And so I'm like hopeful that this is just going to be like a 10-year thing. But no.
Well, 10 maybe. But I mean, and like I said before, I think that they talk about the hormonal changes from the time you start until the end time. So really there's, for women, unfortunately, I hate to break the bad news, but once you, you know, start your cycle all the way to the end, it's always going to be something.
Something, yeah.
I was fortunate that through most of my life, I do recall that childbirth impacted my cycles and how, you know, regular they were, or, you know, heavier, light, and just different things like that.
Right.
It was kind of impacted after childbirth each time. And yeah, it's, it feels like there's just always something for us poor women.
I think I, so I started menstruating pretty young. I was 12. And I think that I was pretty, I mean, I don't remember really having any issues.
And
until I had children.
Right.
But I had children 5 years later.
Right.
You know, I was very young when I started.
Yeah.
And yeah, I definitely noticed a change
Yeah.
After my first. And it's only gotten worse. I mean, I started having problems with like cysts that weren't rupturing and things like that. Yeah. So I started having a lot of issues after my first child, which just continued. Right. And then obviously, you know, once I hit perimenopause, I was having really crazy issues and had the ablation done.
And did that help?
It did. It did. It helped immensely. And for me, it was a very heavy flow, and to the point where I thought, if I keep losing this amount of blood, I'm going to die.
Right. Right. Yes.
So yeah, hysterectomy was an option for me. Right. I just didn't want to do something that invasive.
Right. And same for me. It was recommended, but I decided to not move forward in that direction.
I did that, I was probably about 42 when I did that. And so it's been a few years now. And she said at the time, let's just hope this gets you through menopause.
Right.
So I thought, oh, okay, so this might be pretty quick.
That's funny. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like it works that way. It doesn't seem quick at all. Even in retrospect, it's like, wow. Yeah, the last, 18 years for me has been this roller coaster of hormones and stuff. And I feel for people because I feel like, in what I started to say, it was, from the time I started menstruating, I never had significant issues, right? Okay. With flows or cramping or different things. Mm-hmm. And it took me quite a few years, and probably after I had children, to even correlate some of the things, my hormone levels and just different things to
noticing changes.
Yeah. And associating that to and correlating that to, my monthly cycle and, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And it probably took me a decade to figure that out. Like, it's your cycle and that's why. And it's funny because in my mind, I always think, well, I feel like I used to have a bad week, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you would go through your cycle and you'd have that week and then you would bounce back for the other 3 weeks. But then I felt like as I continued to age, that time period of, having issues increased and the time of me feeling normal again decreased equally.
I always joke that I have, there's one good week out of the month.
it was a good week. And now it's like, I feel like I'm in this complete different cycle.
The other 3 weeks there's, before you start, the week you start, the week after, you're still bloated,
It's yes. And so, I don't know. It's just crazy. Poor women. We just take the brunt of it all. But so now, so I was experiencing hot flashes earlier, in my early 50s and stuff when I was full on menopausal. I'd be sitting at work and you just feel it. It's like from a head to toe flush. And what got me was like, I remember it was like I could feel the sweat beads forming on my head.
You know what gets me is, I'll feel it hit my face first and then kind of go down my body. And I literally can touch my cheeks and they are radiating heat.
Yes.
It's insane.
Yes. And I would feel that way. Like I would go to touch my head and I would touch my hair and you could just feel it.
Yeah.
And then they somewhat subsided over the years, which, gratefully so. But I would still, I think now I still find that I have issues, but more so when I sleep. And maybe it's night sweats, but I don't always sweat. Like I had times, periods where I would wake up and just be soaking wet. And that was the grossest feeling.
Terrible.
It was just, on top of everything, it just felt gross. But I don't feel like I'm sweating or wake up wet anymore, but I wake up hot. And so like I fling the covers off and then I must doze off and then I'll get chilly. So then I'll put the covers on. So for me right now, it's this whole thing of throwing the covers off and putting them back on, and not so much that I end up waking up soaking wet, thankfully, because that was just the worst feeling.
Oh, it's terrible.
But it's still that temperature regulating while you're sleeping that disrupts my sleep. And again, just trying to figure out ways to combat that and any tips, of course, that we can find that will help.
Absolutely.
And things that we can share.
I'll take it.
So, yeah, definitely we'll take it. I stumbled upon this Facebook group called Still for Her. And she's coming up with a gummy for menopause symptoms. Wow. So I know that not everyone is open to that type of treatment, but for those of you that are, the website is stillforher.com, and you can find that in our podcast description and on our resource
tongue twister
page. But her name is Emily Black, and they're getting ready to, they're still doing a lot of research and getting things approved for general sales and stuff like that. But they're coming up with a product, and they actually have on the website a quiz or a questionnaire. What's your menopause persona?
Oh.
So I took this quiz. It's a quick 20 questions. And some of the examples of the questions are, how do you, and I thought this was interesting, which is why I want to get examples to the questions. So an example question is, how do you like to accessorize your living space?
Oh.
I thought that was pretty interesting, and how that would calculate into the results that you receive from taking the quiz. Because the results will give you an idea and a personalized roadmap to, prescriptions or homeopath treatments and unmedicated paths.
Okay.
Should you choose to go that route, right? And everything is a personal choice, right? And what works best for you and not for you. But, and another example question is, what menopause relief products interest you most? And the available answers are sleep gummies with THC.
Oh.
Peanut butter cups with THC, which is what I selected. Cortisol balancing probiotic with no THC, and hot flash treatments.
Okay.
So anyways, you go through the questionnaires, and another one is, what menopause symptoms is most disruptive for you? Anxiety, hot flashes, insomnia, weight gain, because it is different for everyone. So they kind of personalize for you.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, a plan and stuff. So I thought that that was pretty interesting. Anything I think at this point that will help. But I thought it was interesting, the questions that they asked.
Yeah, that's really funny.
And I understand the ones about THC because they're trying to come up with a gummy product, for menopausal symptoms, and how many people are actually open to even that type of treatment. But some of the tips and tricks that we wanted to share with you today, and some of these are just obvious. Maybe dress in layers, right? Like wearing lightweight,
so you can strip.
Breathable fabrics. And and if you don't already know that, then perhaps you're not even having those symptoms yet. But I personally have to have loose-fitting clothing. When I was younger, I wore, because I'm thin, but I'd always wear tight-fitting, things and stuff. And now,
now it's all about comfort.
It's all about comfort and breathability, right? And the airflow I need, especially in our desert summers.
Oh, my gosh.
Which readily approaching so quickly. But I need to, like, I wear sundresses a lot because I just need that airflow to be able to, keep myself cool. But that's number one on the list of our tips and tricks today. Number two, of course, and we're pretty familiar with this one here, again, in the heat of the desert, is to stay hydrated.
Oh, yes.
And even though I think that we're so prone to the awareness of staying hydrated, I still struggle with it.
Yeah, I think most people do. It's hydration provides so many different health benefits. All around. And so, obviously there is a lot of awareness around it, but I think a lot of people like their coffees. They like their, and they don't realize that, that's fine if you have a cup or two in the morning, but it's also dehydrating you.
Yes. And alcohol. So now, 100%.
Right. Yes. So now you're having to increase the amount of water you've needed before you had the coffee.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So I think it's really hard for people to hydrate to the level that they should be hydrating.
100%. 100%. Yeah. To the level that they should be.
Yes.
And I am definitely in that. We've talked about it before. I drink soda. I drink very little water. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I always relate back to when my children were young and they would be sick or whatever, just trying to keep them hydrated. And the doctors would say, it's okay. If it's Kool-Aid, it's okay. Like, as long
just
as they're
giving
the fluids, yeah. you know, receiving those fluids and stuff is something that I've used before and don't use regularly, but do recommend is that liquid IV.
Oh, I love it. And yeah. there's a new one. I wish I could think of the name of it. I just bought it and tried it and it was so good, but it's another, it's very similar to liquid IV. I think it's probably their up and coming competition.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing it a lot more. But yeah, those are great. They have a lot of different flavors and, you know, people tend to get a little leery of things like that because they have sugar in them.
Right.
A little bit of sugar for you is okay.
Right.
And quite honestly, the best form of sugar for you is cane sugar. Anything that has sucralose or stevia or any of those like fake sugars, I like to call them.
Right.
They're actually not good for you.
No.
So don't be afraid, you know, that it has a little bit of sugar in there, whether it be for sweetness or whatever purpose they put it in there for. But yeah, those things, I mean, they work.
To use it, if you don't, I have friends that drink quite a bit, mm-hmm. you know, that hydrate on a regular basis mm-hmm. and continually.
Yeah.
Right. And so they're not one that would perhaps turn to something like that.
Right.
But
I also think, you know, when you are dehydrated, your blood sugar also drops.
Yes.
So if you're drinking liquid IV to hydrate yourself, you need that little bit of sugar
yeah.
to get your blood sugar where it should be.
Right.
So
yeah,
they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do. They do. But very important. It doesn't matter what your climate is, what time of year mm-hmm. it is. I tend to drink more in the summer because I'm thirsty. It's hot, right? So, but in the winter, it's like, oh,
yeah.
you know, and I'm the worst one. I have a lot of tips and tricks, but I don't always use them.
You don't always practice what you
preach. I don't practice what I preach always.
I think we're all guilty of that.
Yeah. And this one was interesting. Practice deep breathing. Mm. So engaging in a slow, deep breathing exercise during a hot flash can help with the body's stress response and reduce the intensity of the symptoms. It kind of does.
Yeah.
I used to use that for work when we would do pitches and different things, right? So you got to go into a cold room and you got to be on. And it was like agency after agency after agency. And we would go in and we would pitch for the business. And we would be outside. And in some cases, depending on the venue of where, you know, these pitches were taking place, you could hear the other agency before you. We try to always be the first in, right, to set the bar. But you could hear people in there. But we would be outside, and we would. My boss was, you know, taught me deep breathing exercises.
Wow.
You know, you breathe in through the nose,
right,
out through the mouth.
Yeah.
You know, and you do it slow and continually to help with anxiety. So I could, and it does work.
Yeah, I mean, I think you, I personally, when I mean, a lot of my hot flashes are during the night, I'll wake up.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks. Plus, you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But if I get one during the day, you do get this sensation of panic.
Yes.
Like, okay, here it comes.
Yes.
You know, hopefully it doesn't last too long.
Right.
And depending on what you're doing, if you're talking to somebody or you're in a social gathering,
yes,
it's kind of embarrassing because you feel your face go big red.
Exactly.
So there's like some everybody panic, knows. Some yes. anxiety. So that, yeah, the breathing, that makes a lot of sense.
It does. But I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, me either.
Off the top of my head, using cooling products, mm-hmm. which is, you know, I guess another kind of a no-brainer, but, you know, applying a cool pack or using fans to, you know, create that air circulation and provide instant relief, which is funny because if you've ever seen a woman going through a hot flush, and pretty much it gets to the point where if you've been going through this for a little while, you don't care anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You don't care if you're in a crowded room. Yeah. You grab something, anything, a piece of paper, and you start fanning yourself, and you're just like going to town. Something that I learned young, because I grew up here in Arizona, and we have some outside concert venues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, concerts in the summer, even at night here, the heat is so excessive.
Still hot. Yeah.
Is that I would go into the restroom and get a paper towel and wet it
yeah.
and put it on my neck.
The back of your neck.
Around the back of my neck. And it's funny because back in March, we went to a spring training game.
Oh, yeah.
And it was probably the hottest day of the year. Mm-hmm. We had amazing seats. They were right, like second row, right behind home base. And, but there was no shade.
Oh,
and it was just so hot. And I was just on fire. And then after the spring training, it was a day game. You know, it started at 1 o'clock. So it was over, 3, 4 o'clock, which is the hottest part of the day.
Right.
And we still had to walk to our car.
Oh.
And so on the way out, you know, we all took a restroom break. And in the restroom, I grabbed some paper towels and I, you know, got them wet and put it around my neck. And it was instant relief.
Yeah.
Instant relief. So, and don't be ashamed. I didn't care. My friends were laughing at me. And, you know, my youngest daughter was with me and they're like, are you okay? And it's like, oh, I'm much better now. I'm like, aren't you guys hot? It was like, I was on fire.
Oh.
And I don't think that had anything to do with a hot flash, so to speak.
Right.
It's Arizona.
I am finding as I get older that the heat here in Arizona is a lot less tolerable than when I was younger.
Yes. Right. Every year it seems to intensify, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so tip number 5, and this is a struggle, even for myself, I'm going to admit it, maintaining a healthy weight.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, for all of us who've put on weight with menopause,
right.
including myself, I noticed one of our pictures that we used for the podcast, I was wearing shorts because it is getting warmer. I have dimples in my legs, and I know, whatever, but I've always been like so thin, right? Like so thin.
You still are.
And I still am. But I have cellulite and I have dimples and I have this. And I do have weight gain, but my weight gain isn't anything like most, you know, women mm-hmm. experience in a lifetime, not to mention in menopause. So I'm not even going to play that card.
Yeah.
But I have experienced weight gain. Mm. And everyone told me when I was younger, oh, wait till you get older. You know, your metabolism's going to change.
Yes.
You're going to gain weight. And I have gained weight. And it's a healthy, I'm still at a healthy point. And it hasn't exceeded, you know, anything significantly.
Concerning.
But,
yeah.
But, and it's not like women don't worry about their weight anyway, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, but I think that unfortunately, it is something that will impact your hot flashes.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think it's very challenging when you put on that unwanted weight and it's not really for any specific reason. You're still trying to eat healthy. You're still trying to get active in whatever form and you just can't do anything about it. It's something that you just kind of struggle with as part of the whole process, unfortunately.
Just keep plugging through, exercising,
mm-hmm.
you know, and because of that, it will help you
right
overall with You know, not only weight gain, but with the hot flashes.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you got to power through and nobody wants to exercise anymore. Listen, I shouldn't say that. It's hard to get in, you know. You were so involved with exercise and so, you know, consistent with
it. I used to be passionate
about it. I know. But that's what I'm saying. Even back I was always in awe of that.
I have to get back into this.
It's more of a struggle. So for those of us that aren't, you know, in that regular, you know, cycle of exercise and or yoga, because that is exercise.
Absolutely.
Or any kind of cardio, implement it in the smallest regards, whether it's just walking or any type of exercise. It'll help with your weight gain, which will also in turn help with hot flashes, but also the exercise will as well help with not only reducing your weight, but with
hot flashes. It really helps with digestion too and metabolism.
Right.
So
it's very healthy.
Which I think is what a lot of the weight gain in midlife is contributed to, is because your metabolism slows down.
Right.
So yeah, staying active in any way that you can will help that.
And if you don't have somebody, I think it would be great to have an exercise partner. We've actually never exercised together. As I look at you right now and my hands going over to you, like, oh, it would be so great to have an exercise partner. We both know that's never going to happen. And that's fine. And I could, even if it did, I could never keep up with you. But we have actually exercised, but not in a gym fashion. Like, we've been to the beach. And when you walk to the, down the sand into the ocean, that in itself
is a workout. Yeah.
So we've had, you know, different types of exercises, but I think it's sometimes more motivational and helpful if you have somebody
to exercise with. People prefer to go to like a class.
That's what I was just gonna say. Yeah,
there's actually this app, and I think it's available in any city in the country. A friend of mine actually just told me about it, and it's called Class Pass. Basically, it shows you classes in your area, anywhere from CrossFit, if you want to go that intense, to Pilates or yoga.
Cycling. The orange cycle thing is big here.
Orange Theory. Yeah, there's a lot of different classes available in your area that you may not know about. And this is a really cool app because basically you buy points. And you can go to a class and use so many points for the class.
Okay.
And you decide how much you want to spend on points every month. So let's say you want to spend $20 a month. Let's say that gets you 10 points. And you want to go to a class that is 3 points, you know? So it's actually a lot cheaper than going directly to these places and paying full price for the class or a membership.
Right.
And it, I think a lot of it is for people to get trial from, you know, from people that are interested in looking for different things and ways to work out. So,
and see if you like it before you commit.
Yeah. So
maybe,
I just signed up for it. I haven't used it yet, but I'm really excited. Yoga is something, yoga and Pilates is something that I really want to look into.
Me too. Yoga especially,
So yeah, I'm excited. And some people need that. They need a class.
Right. And then you can connect with other people.
They need to be held accountable. Like, I got to be there at 8 o'clock. I paid for this. I got to go.
With other people. And you might even meet somebody.
Right.
Right? That maybe you can go and, you know, have a cup of coffee. We just said that. But or a tea or something afterwards. Or lunch. Or just, you know, communicate with and you see them there regularly, and then you feel a part of a community, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So don't, if you're by yourself and you're like, oh, I don't really want to, you know, do something by myself, you know, put yourself out there and take a class or, you know, download in that app or any app that would, you know, provide guidance and where you can, you know, join something. And don't get disappointed if the first one, you know, you're not really feeling it or...
Yeah, there's a lot of options.
Yeah, there's so many options out there. So I'm sure that eventually you'll find something that, you know, works for you and, you know, that you feel comfortable in and that helps you excel. So the number six, avoid triggers.
Oh.
Yeah. So certain, you know, factors like spicy foods, caffeine, alcohol, stress can trigger hot flashes in women. And that kind of makes sense to me because mine happened when I was still in the office, you know, and people would come into my office and we would have meetings or I would be sitting in a confined space. you know, maybe a conference room or something like that. And you just feel it coming on, you know, and I would always, you know, excuse myself and go to the restroom and, you know, maybe even splash water on my face or just in sometimes conference rooms, although most of them are kept at a very cool temperature to keep everybody awake. By the time you start adding all these bodies, humans in the temperature, it gets warm. So often I would excuse myself and maybe, you know, go into my office or, you know, outside of the conference room where you could feel the air conditioning. And or, you know, sometimes you just have to pick up that piece of paper and fan yourself. I was so fortunate to work with mostly women. I don't know. I just feel blessed by that. I work with a lot of men now, and it seems almost foreign to me, but I just feel like they couldn't understand where I didn't have any problem before. Like, I knew people had my back, you know. So, but spicy food, I mean, it just makes me sweat and thinking about it. So,
See, that's hard for me because I love spicy foods.
Yeah. Oh. I go through my phases, but yeah, I do too. I like stuff with a kick to it.
The hotter, the better. Yeah. If my upper lip isn't sweating, it's not hot enough.
There you go. There you go. But so it might be something that you want to back away from in a situation where
I never put the two together, but now hearing
you
want
to have a sweat. Yeah. If you don't want to sweat. And then prescriptions is number 7. We've talked about prescriptions a lot and how it's so important to communicate with your primary care doctor about what you're taking.
Right.
And I think that it's ever so important during your menopause phases and, you know, stages, I should say, not phases, but, hormone, you know, especially if you're going through a hormone replacement therapy, you know, you have to communicate with your doctor. Your symptoms and how it's affecting you. As I said, it was probably a good 2 years where I tried to, you know, get regulated on hormones. And I just didn't feel like I was ever at that balanced, balanced stage that, you know, I was striving for. So after a couple of years, I just decided to go El Natural. But I think communicating with them is important. And there might be prescriptions that you're taking that when you also take hormones, they, you know, interact differently.
Oh.
Right? Wow. So that could create, you know, some kind of an effect or body heat or something like that. But I think it's just always important to, you know, talk to your doctor, your primary care doctor, and it actually took me many years, and it's probably only been maybe 10 years ago that I realized that doctors don't communicate with each other.
Oh, gosh.
So you have your primary care doctor, and then if you have anyone else, if you're seeing a gynecologist or anyone, and it, I think what blew my mind is whenever you go to a specialist or, you know, a gynecologist, they always ask you who your primary care doctor is. So, shame on me. I always assumed, and you know what happens when you assume, but I always assumed that they were sharing information, especially in a day and age that we're in now.
With the technology we have,
the technology and the oversharing of stuff. And my primary care doctor, I used to have to bring him, like I had the incident with my back years ago. And then there was my gynecology, and then I went to a homeopath. But I would bring all of my records to him, my primary care doctor, because nobody ever shared them with him.
Ugh.
And it was just so mind-blowing to me. So don't make the same assumptions. Don't think that all of your doctors are talking to each other.
Right.
So if you're going to a gynecologist for, you know, your menopause symptoms, make sure that you communicate to them about what your PC is prescribing for you.
Right.
I happen to take blood pressure medicine, high blood pressure medicine. I have for decades. I no longer have a problem with high blood pressure because I take my medication.
Right.
But what does that do when it's combined with other medications?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know some things like allergy medicines, like Allegra. I can't take certain allergy medications.
Interesting.
Because of my high blood pressure. Zyrtec is okay, but Allegra isn't. And Sudafed, is that it? I think, is that another one? Is that an allergy medicine?
But Sudafed, no, it's just for sinus.
Okay, but I can't take that either.
Okay.
So I think it's important to understand what you're taking and what works well with it and what doesn't work well with it.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be the chance that it is impacting you know, hot flashes or, right. you know, giving you hot flashes, you know, and non-hormonal prescriptions as well. But just see your doctor and communicate yeah. is really, you know, the best advice on that one. And then lastly, our eighth tip is supplements and natural medicine. So all of the over-the-counter and traditional remedies, you know, that they have out there, CBD, mm-hmm. As far as a gummy is concerned, and CBD's in so many things right now. Yeah. And as I was mentioning before, about the Still for Her, she's creating a gummy, which is a THC product
okay.
for menopausal symptoms. Emily Black, and it's Still Menopause. Is her company, but the website again is stillforher.com. But so they're trying to create a gummy, mm-hmm. You know, for all of the menopausal symptoms, including hot flashes, which I personally would be open to.
Yeah.
But completely absolutely. Respect those that, you know, prefer not to, mm-hmm. You know, venture down that road, but, you know, maybe find something different, you know, that's over the counter and a yeah. supplement that would help with the hot flashes and things like that. But, you know, they can really derail your life.
Oh, absolutely.
During mid, you know, during yeah. menopause and midlife. Well, so,
I mean, I personally, like I said, most of mine occur at night and obviously it's affecting my sleep. So, which is also very crucial.
Yes.
You know, a good night's sleep. So yeah, for me, it would definitely be beneficial to find some kind of supplement that would help me sleep, such yes. as THC, but also help the other symptoms right. that I'm experiencing.
Right. And that just about wraps it up for today. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. Embrace the change.
Join the conversation on our website at letstalkmidlifecrisis.com or our Facebook or Instagram and YouTube channels. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.